Baruch Hashem, we're back again. So we're holding down the Gemara from last week. We're holding 8 lines from the top where it gets wide. Beis Amid Beis. We're holding 8 lines from the top where, meaning 8 lines from where the lines get wide. Right, good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So 7 lines. Mm-hmm. Mantan, Kufr Kapara. Good. So we spoke about last week about what was the scenario again. We have a scenario that you have Reuven's animal killed Shimon. Right? Reuven's animal killed Shimon. So we said that halacha is really when Reuven's animal kills Shimon, Reuven should get killed. That's the pasuk said. Since Reuven was irresponsible with his animal, responsible, then really we should kill Reuven. And the pasuk says he could buy himself out. Right? So we explain that this that he's buying himself out, it's really a kapara. This that he's buying himself out, it's a kapara. It's not really that he's paying a fee for the family, but it's a kapara. Now, I'll let you get a question, which the Gemara is going to go into right now. How do you understand this kufr kapar, kufr mamai? So let's see the Gemara. Man tana kufr kapar. Who is the tana who holds that kufr, this kufr payment, is a kapara, it's an atonement? The reason why Reuven is paying money to Shimon's family is to get an atonement for his sin. So Amr b'chista. Chista says, Rabbi Shmuel, b'nai shol b'rechelem b'brokehi. It's Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yechelem b'brokehi. That's who the tana is. The Tanya, because we learned that a Brisa, or a Tanya is a Brisa. Vinatan pidyon nafsho. The pasuk says he should give the redemption of his soul, which means what does the pasuk say? I'll read the whole pasuk. It says im kofer yushata alav vinatan pidyon nafsho. Right in Shemot chaf alav perik chaf alav pasuk lamed. Pasuk says if the kofer is placed on him, then he has to give the redemption of his soul. Im kofer yushata alav, he has to give the redemption of his soul. So now the Gemara says, you could understand who's his soul. Whose soul? What does the pasuk say? V'natan pidyon nafsho. He should give the redemption of his soul. So Rabbi Yosef, whose soul? Whose soul are we giving to?
The damager.
Ah, so what do you say? The pasuk says, if the damager.
That's the question of Gemara.
Ah, so that's the question of Gemara. Because what does the pasuk say? The pasuk, you read the pasuk says, if this person is im kofer yushatala, the kofer payment is placed on him, right? Then he should give the redemption of his soul, right? So you can understand those words of his soul in two ways. His soul could mean the soul of the damager, the owner of the animal, or his soul could mean who's his soul? Maybe you're redeeming the soul of the guy who was killed. So that's the Gemara's question. When the public says you pay because you're paying for the redemption of his soul, who's his soul? So let's see the Gemara inside. Gemara said, the Tanya, we learned it right. V'natan pidyon nafsho. He gives the pidyon of his soul. So who's his soul? So the first time the Tanakhama says, the domain mazik. The amount of the money of the value of the mazik. Who's the mazik? The mazik is the damager. Right? We're saying the domain mazik is the amount of money of the damager. That's the Tanakhama. The Rabbanan say damager. Rabbi Shmuel b'nai shol b'rechel m'broka omer. Rabbi Shmuel says,
I think
the nizak is the guy who got damaged. Right. So the Rabbanan say that the main nizak is the one who got damaged. Rabbi Shmuel b'nai shol b'rechel m'broka omer. He says the main mazik, it should be the amount of the money of the mazik of the damager. Good. So what wants to say, we want to maybe understand the machlok is the following. My lot, isn't it? Beha, in this kamiflagi, this is what they're arguing. Demar savar, one master holds kufra mamona. The reason why you're paying kufra is because it's a monetary payment that you have to pay to the family. Umar savar, the other master holds kufra kapara, it's a kapara, it's an atonement. Meaning what? We asked last week, we spoke about when Reuven's animal goes and kills Shimon, right? So Shimon has to pay a fee to Shimon. So Reuven pays a fee to Shimon's family, right? Now why is he paying this fee? Why is he paying? So there could be two understandings why Reuven pays Shimon's family. One understanding is Kufra Mamona, It's mamon, it's a monetary payment. You have a monetary fine that you owe Shimon's family, since Shimon used to be a plastic surgeon, used to make $500,000 a year. So he put Shimon on the market. He could have worked for another 10 years, right? And he could have made another lot of money. So therefore,
too much to figure out.
So therefore, you have to pay this to Shimon's family. Is that the reason? That's Kofar Mamona. Kofar Mamona means the reason why Reuven is paying Shimon's family, because it's compensation. Shimon could have been doing his job full force for another 10 years. So you're paying the money, you're paying the family compensation. Or no, the reason why you're paying the family is not for compensation. Kufr Kapara. The reason why you're paying them is because Kufr is to get an atonement for his Aver. Reuven really deserves to get killed from Shemayim. Why? Because Reuven just killed, because through Reuven, Shimon got killed. Reuven was irresponsible, has let the animal out. So through Reuven, Shimon got killed. So Reuven's life is on the line. That's really what the Torah says. Reuven should get killed. So what does Reuven have to do for a tshuva? The Torah says he needs to do tshuva. So what's his kapara? What's the atonement? He has to give tzedakah. Now who does he pay it to? He pays it to this new fresh widow and the orphans. Give it to their family. But the reason why you're paying is not for a compensation. The reason why you're paying is in order to him to get an atonement for his own soul, the damager. The Gemara wants to say, that's the understanding between the machlokes, why you should pay for the money, the amount of the damager, or for the damagee. Why? Because if you're paying for the amount of, if you're paying for a compensation or movement, so whose money should you pay, whose value you're paying? Pay for the compensation. So should you pay for the guy, the damager, or the guy who got damaged? Pay compensation now. So you should pay for the one who got damaged. If it's a compensation, who are you trying to compensate for? The guy who got damaged, the dead guy. So therefore, you should pay the value of who? So the guy who got damaged. Again, everybody's looking at me blank face. There's a machlokes here. Is it the person who, whose value do you pay? What's the two choices? What's the two choices?
Damager or damage.
Now,
you're saying that
I'm not saying anything. Gemara is saying.
Yeah. Is when it says mammon, it's implying that obviously it's the value of the damager, because
mammon,
it's a civil damager, not an Egyptian.
If it's a damager, then why should you pay if it's the damager? Why are you paying this guy? Again, why are you paying heavily the damage? Give the man, he damaged. Why are you paying his value? Why should he pay his value? You killed another guy. Why do you pay the one's value?
If it's kapara, like everyone holds, he needs it.
Fine. If it's kapara, this guy, the damager, he's a kapara, right? So Rabbi Yossi said, that's the simple pshat. Right. If it's a kapara, so you need this guy needs a kapara, you should pay his value. If he needs the kapara. But however, let's say it's not a kapara. Let's say it's a compensation. You're compensating Shimon's family because you just killed her husband. You killed their father.
Then nizak makes sense.
Then it should be the nizak. Then you should pay money for the guy who got damaged. So again, if you're paying because you need a kapara, who needs the kapara here?
The owner of the
armor. The owner. So that's why he pays his value.
Fine. It's a pity.
Right. But if you're paying because you're paying for the compensation for that guy who died, you pay the value of the guy who got killed because you're compensating his family for him. That's the word.
Would you say the kapara is also implies mammon nizik?
But what would be the svar? If Reuven needs a kapara, why are you paying his value? What's the sense of that? I mean, at this point in the Gemara.
At this point in the Gemara, you could say, oh, Reuven's axe killed Shimon.
Right.
And Reuven needs a kapara. So in order to get his kapara, he has to pay, part of his kapara is to pay mammonas. To Shimon's family.
Fine, but well, who's good? You're going to pay to Shimon's family. You're right. You're 100% right.
Yeah,
however, whose value are you paying?
Whose value are you paying? Obviously, if you're paying kaparas, it's going to be the value. If you're paying mamonos, which is part of a subset of kaparas, it's going to be the value of Shimon to his family.
Fine, but that means it's a compensation. If it's mammon, it's compensation.
No, it's not.
Then it's a compensation.
No, the Mara is saying it is. The Mara is saying it is.
The compensation.
That's the Maskan. The Mara right now says it is mammon. That's not like
for
it.
Now.
Right now. Good. Eventually, the Gemara is going to say what you're saying. Really, in a way, the Gemara is going to say what you're saying. I'm going to trick you. Really, the Gemara is going to say what you're saying. At this point, the Gemara wants to understand it's mammon or kapar. You're saying you're already chiddush, but the Gemara needs to bring a pasuk that says chiddush. You're saying if you're already higher than everything, you're already just saying it. Fine. So you could be both ways. The Gemara at this point wants to say very good. The Gemara wants both say you could go either way. This corporate payment could be mammon, and this corporate payment could be kapara. The Gemara is saying, so again, the Gemara, we have a machlokes and a brisa that says that one opinion says you pay the price, the worth of the damager. The other place says you get the price of the one who got damaged. Right? So we want to say, how do you understand the machlokes? So it depends. If you're paying for a kapara, if you're paying to get an atonement, so Reuven, if you're paying for atonement, whose price should you pay? Whose value? Who needs the kapara? The damager. The damager. If he needs a kapara, the damager needs a kapara. But if you, it's not for atonement, you're paying compensation to the family, so whose value are you paying for? Anybody?
He's
funny. The guy died. Fine. Good. So let's see the Gemara inside. See again, the Gemara inside. The Gemara says, my lot. Right in the middle of the line, my lot. My lot, baha kamiflagi. That's it in it, baha in this kamiflagi, this is what they're arguing in. The Marsavar, the master holds kufra mamayna. Right, one opinion holds the kufra payment is a monetary value you have to pay. So therefore, that means that's the opinion holds that you're paying the worth of the nizak of the one who got damaged. Umarsavar, master holds kufra kapara. Kufra is an atonement. So whose value do you pay for the atonement? If it goes kapara, you pay the value the value of the mazik. That's the thing one wants to say now. Comes in where it says what a lot of people want to say. Amar Papa light. No. The Kuliyama Kufra Kapar. Everyone holds Kufra is really a Kapar. Bahaka, and over here, Bahaka Mithlagi. This is what they're arguing. Mar Savar, but the Nizak Shamina. One opinion says you go with the Nizak, with the one who got damaged. Umar Savar, and Master holds with the Mazik Shamina, you evaluate the damager. Now, which opinion makes more sense? Now we want to say everyone holds kofar as a kapar. Everyone's saying kofar as a kapar. So which opinion makes more sense?
The owner of the ox would be the
Mishmal's
opinion. Mishmal, the owner of the ox. It's a mazik, right? if it's a relay kapara, which opinion makes more sense? Right? Which is, if it's a kapara, then the damager needs a kapara, so he should pay his value, right? So why in the world should any rabbanan say that is a kshamina?
Because the kapara support the family.
No, that's not. But why are you paying his value? They should pay your own value. As long as it's a kapara for this person, right?
This guy was a cattle herder, and the other guy was a doctor.
I understand, but even if but
in terms
not
of
just
pidyon nefesh, it makes more sense for the nefesh of the person who sinned to get a pidyon. Oh. That's why it's mazik.
Right, I mean the pasuk says really this guy should get killed for that. However, he could pay his amount. He could buy himself out. The pasha is he's buying himself out for his own avera. He should pay his value, not the value of the other person. So that's the word's next line. Your mom wants to know, my taimayu. What's the reasoning, the rabbanan of the rabbanan? I mean the rabbanan don't make any sense. Rabbi Shmuel, we understand very well. He says since it's a kapara, you go by the value of the damager. That makes a lot of sense. But if it's a kapara, the Gemara says, so then my taimayu the rabbanan. What's the reason of the rabbanan? The rabbanan make no sense then. Why in the world does the rabbanan hold you're paying the value of the one who got damaged? The Gemara answer is like this. Ne'amar ashasa lamata. Ne'amar ashasa lamayla. It says the word yushat in two different psukim. It says the word Yushat Lamata, meaning in a parak Chaf Alf, in the same parak, a few psukim later, in Pasuk Lamed. And it says Hashasa Lamayla higher up in the Pasuk, meaning in Pasuk Chav Beis. In the same parak, in Pasuk Chav Beis. Hashasa
Lashon Yushat?
Yeah.
Ah.
So it says the word Hashasa, meaning it says the word Yushat in this Pasuk. It says Lamata, it says Lamayla.
Lamata is our Pasuk?
No. One second. Lamata is. Which is going to be second?
Lamata's R pasuk.
Yes, yes. Lamata's R pasuk.
Okay, so R three.
Correct. Lamata's R pasuk.
I kept looking for the third pasuk.
No, Lamata's R pasuk. Lamata's R pasuk. Lower down the pasuk is meaning pasuk lamed the 30th pasuk. It says R pasuk of Yushat R pasuk by our case when Reuben's animal killed someone. And v'nemar hashasa lamayla, it says a higher up, meaning in pasuk chav beis over there it says the word Yushat, which means what's it talking about over there? Over there it's talking about two people were fighting, two men were fighting. They were knocking each other out. And seemingly the wife of one of the men got in the middle. She thought, she sees some guy punching at her husband. She said, "Do you see, I'm a lady. And if I just jump in the middle, the guy will stop punching my husband." That's what this lady thinks. But the guy, the puncher guy, wasn't so, he didn't really care. He kept punching. And he ended up punching the pregnant lady and killed her, killed the fetus. Right. Killed the baby. So that, so what does the Torah say over there? Over there, what does the pasuk say? The pasuk says, "Well, benoget isha hara, when someone hit a pregnant lady, kasher yashid ba'al isha, the husband of the woman will bring this, put the place on this guy, like press charges, and make him pay." Now, over there, what does the pasuk say? Whose value do you pay? You're paying the value of the one who got damaged, of the fetus over there. Over there, the pasuk says it explicitly straight out. So it comes out like this. In our pasuk, right, when Reuben's animal killed Shimon, it says he has to pay the value of his soul. It doesn't say whose soul exactly. It doesn't say whose soul, it just says his soul. So we're not sure. Is it the damager, or is it the one who got damaged? So there's always a rule that in the Torah, you're allowed to learn satum in Avifurash, where something is satum, where it's closed up, and it's not explained. You can learn it from somewhere where it is explained, right? So in our pasuk, it says pidyon nafsho. We don't know whose soul. It says the redemption of his soul. Could be the damager, or could be the one who got damaged, right? But since we see in the other case, right, in the case by a pregnant woman, that who's that, whose value are you paying? You're paying the one who got damaged. So us also, not necessarily lesser value.
There's no way that a fetus is.
But in that case, that would be lesser value. But it's even a bigger chiddush. It could be in that case, it would be lesser value, right? In that case over there, the puncher didn't pay his value. He paid the value of the fetus, which is much less, right? So if it's even less, he's saying even a bigger chiddush. Fine, it's even less over there. So our case also, even if it's less, doesn't make a difference. The point is, our main point of the Gemara is that you're going to pay the value of the one who got damaged. You want to say even if it's a lesser payment, it's a bigger, even if it's a lesser payment, fine. So that's what our Gemara is saying. So it's not really the Rishonim and the Bach. Everybody says it's not really Gzeir Shava. It's more like a Lima that we're learning out because it says Yashit Yashit. They say it's not really Gzeir Shava because then Rib Shmuel can't argue on it really. So Rib Shmuel is going to argue on it in a minute, and you can't really argue on Gzeir Shava. So we're saying it's a Satum and a Farash. We're learning out in the Torah in a case where it's unclear from a case where it's clear. In our case, it's unclear whose value you're paying. It just says the value of his soul. We don't know you're paying the value of the damager or the one who got damaged, right? But we're learning it out. We find a different case in the Torah where we see one person killed another person, right? Where the guy punching, he ended up killing the fetus. And over there, we said you pay the value of the fetus, right? So we want to say in our case also, you're going to pay the value of the person who got killed. So we're saying like this, really it's a kapara. Really when you're paying for a kapara. The reason why Reuben is paying Shimon's family is for atonement for his sin. So we ask, it doesn't make sense. If he's atoning for his own sin and he's redeeming his own life, if Reuben is redeeming his own life, why in the world are you paying Shimon's value? See, that's because that's the psukim teach me. Because we learn it out from the psukim. It's a kilei melsa, it's a revelation. The other pasuk reveals to me how to understand our pasuk. In our pasuk, it's not clear, but in the other case, it's clear. So that clarifies in our sukkah. That's how the Rabbanan want to learn. So even though in svara and logic, the Rabbanan don't make any sense, right? If Reuven needs a kapara for him killing somebody, he shouldn't be paying his own value. He should be paying his own value. So why is he paying the value of the guy who got damaged? That's because the psukim teach that to me. We learn it by praying that lady, you pay the value of the one who got damaged. Fine.
So then how do we understand the Rabbi Shmuel?
So then what is the next step? Oh, wait and see. Then why does he get up to Rabbi Shmuel? Good.
The one who's damaged is the fetus?
In that case, so in that scenario.
What value does the fetus have?
I think it's five slime, like by 59 ben, the same amount for 59 ben. Yeah, because the fetus is not poor. It's
not the parents who are damaged.
No, you pay the value. No, it says clearly. The Pasuk says, what does the Pasuk say? It says, What did Pasuk say? Rashi brings the Pasuk.
Does that mean a
fight? Here's the Pasuk. Pasuk says, anashim. When two men are fighting. So the Rashi says the following. How do you evaluate it? Rashi says like this. Rashi, what's the payment you pay? Rashi says, "Anoshi anesh l'shalem d'mev l'adot l'ba'al shamin ota kama ita l'oyal manchav ha'shuk l'adot v'mev shalarina." We evaluate how much she could have been sold in the shuk if she would be sold as a slave while she's pregnant, and now while she's not pregnant, and that difference is what he'll owe, this person will owe the husband of this lady. Wow. I mean, you put this lady on the market.
That's more than the value of the hook.
Yeah, it's more. Probably. That's the way you evaluate here. But the point is, we see that you're not paying the value of the guy, the puncher guy, the boxer. You're paying the value of the guy, of the fetus. So we see you pay, even though we don't understand in logic how it makes so much sense, but we still see you pay the value of the damage. We can understand it a little, because Maisa, in a way, that's really what the person took out of this world. So in a way, that's what you need a kapara for. And that's what Leib also was saying. In a certain way, you need your kapara for doing this damage, damaging this person. So there is some type of logic to understand why you pay for the person who got damaged, right? At first glance, the Pasuk says his life is on the line. So you should really pay for the damager. That's the first understanding. But there is also some type of understanding why you should pay the value of the one who got damaged, because that's what he knocked out of this world. So that's your kapara, to pay for that thing that you damaged. Like, so to speak, the thing you damaged to pay back.
It doesn't use the word
pidyon nafsha.
Use
the word yashis. Use the word yashis.
How do you
both terms? Because it says yashis and yashis. Both psukim say the word yashis. It's almost like gzeirah shavah. Some of the older rishonim, I know why they say it's not really gzeirah shavah, because they say Rishmal can't argue. In a minute, Rishmal is going to argue. And now, what's your Rishmal? Now, Rabbi was asking, so it seems very clear that the psukim are teaching me you should pay the value of the one who got damaged. So what Shat Rabbi Shmuel says, you pay the value of the damager. That's the Gemara's next step. Good? We're going back and forth. So now that's where we're up to the Gemara. V'Rabbi Shmuel, when the Gemara says V'Rabbi Shmuel, means and Rabbi Shmuel, what are you going to say to this? It says V'Rabbi Shmuel, what are you going to say to this? It seems the Pesukim are teaching me that the like we see by a pregnant lady, you pay the value of the one who got damaged. So why are you saying you pay the value of the damager? So he says, because read the psukim, v'natan pidyon nafsho kati. He gives the redemption of his soul. He's saying, if you read the flow of the psukim, it seems to say that you pay his soul. The simple meaning, if you read the psukim, is referring to the damager. So what does the pasuk say? It says, im kofer yushatala, right? I'm reading out of the pasuk on my side of the fancy gemara that says the pasuk. It says, if the kofer is placed on him, then he should give the redemption of his soul. Meaning, if his life is on the line, he should give the redemption of his soul. So it's true the Gemara said he could understand it both ways. But he's saying the simple meaning is, without too much chachmas, simple, his life is on the line, so he should redeem his soul. So the simple meaning is he should redeem his own soul. Without too much chachmas, without too much fingers, right? That's what he's saying. If you read this passage very simply, it seems to say that he gives the redemption of his soul. So the Ritva explains like this. Rabbanan, you're telling me very nice. You're bringing me a proof from Yashis for a few psukim earlier, right? That it tells me Yashis over there by a pregnant lady using the same word, and it's telling me you pay the value of the one who got damaged, right? I only need that pasuk if I don't have clarity by me how to understand whose value you should pay, right? If in my case I'm unclear, you should pay the value of the damager or the one who got damaged, you need to bring me proofs from the case later of a pregnant lady, the other case, correct? But he's saying, in our case, it's already clear. I think it's clear in our case. So you, the Rabbanon, when you read v'natan pedyon nafsho, you don't have clarity what pedyon nafsho means. You're not sure, is it, who's the his soul? Is it his soul, the damager, the guy who got damaged? So therefore, what do you have to do? You have to bring a proof from another pasuk, what it means. You're proving to me, from a pasuk of a lady, pregnant lady, that you pay the value of the one who got damaged, right? See, because you don't have clarity. Right? He's saying, but me, I have clarity. He's saying, I think it's very clear to me. He says, I have clarity. When it says, v'natan pidyon nafsho, I have clarity. I think it means the price, nafsho means the damaged. Again, why did Reb Yishmael start coming bringing me proofs from the other case? Why do we need proofs for the other case? Why is Rabbi Shmuel have to bring me proofs from the case of a pregnant lady? You know why? Because when he were, when the Rabbanan, sorry. Why did the Rabbanan need to bring me a proof from a pregnant lady over there? We see it's the one who got damaged. You know why? Because they said when they read the word nafsho, they didn't understand what it means. So I don't have clarity.
Or they just didn't do what Rabbi Shmuel did. Rabbi Shmuel assumed, let's say Venatan did your nafsho, Venatan. And nafsho is talking about the same Natan.
Oh, good.
But they said you don't have to read it that way. You can also read it, Venatan pidyon nafsho, someone else.
I'm not sure they did it exactly like that. It sounds like more simple, meaning even if it's Venatan pidyon nafsho, you could understand it. If you read the Rabbi Shmuel says, read the psukim as they flow. If you read the flow, it seems to me pretty clearly is the price. What?
Is it Rabbi Shmuel?
Rabbi Shmuel.
Right, that's what he seems to say.
He seems to say that if you read the psukim, the flow is he should give the redemption of his soul, referring to the guy, the damager. What does the pasuk say? What does the pasuk say? It says if he really deserves to get killed, if the punishment is placed on him, he should give the redemption of his soul. Shmuel says, to me, I think it's clear his soul is the damager. Good.
He doesn't see it as ambiguous as the
Tana.
As the
Rabbanan.
Good. He sees it as ambiguous.
Right. So therefore, he says, I don't need. Don't start proving me to another case over there. It means for the nizik shemini. It's very. It's true. Meaning, what I'm sure the Ritva is trying to explain is, it's not a question on him for the pasuk of the pregnant lady. I mean, the Rabbanan say, I'm in a query over here. I don't know whose soul you're evaluating. Is it the damager or the guy who got damaged? Good? So therefore, since they're not sure, they bring me a proof from the case, the other case, of the pregnant lady, that you pay for the fetus, the one who got damaged. Correct? That's what the Rabbanan say. Come to Rishmal, and he says, I'm not going to prove to you from that. Don't show me from that case of a pregnant lady that you take out your value and the price of the one who got damaged. You know why? Because I think in this pasuk it's already clearly telling me the other way. I think this pasuk is clearly telling me that you pay the price of the damager. That's what he's saying.
You say that maybe the argument of Rabbanan is that we're learning from the pasuk of the pregnant lady, which is a case of when you damage someone, something belonging to someone, you have to pay for it. Any damages, if I damage your watch, whatever, I have to pay for the value of what I just damaged. Kilu mamona, I have to pay for that value. Why does Rabbi Ishmael not hold that? Because he goes back to the pasuk. Here in the pasuk we've got a difference, which is pidyon nafsho. So here it's not a case of I'm paying for what I damaged. Here the pasuk tells me pidyon nafsho, you need a pidyon for your nafsho. If that pidyon nafsho wasn't in the pasuk, then I go with you. I go with the mamana. But here I've been told that we need to do a kaparah.
Staying a step deeper. Could be. Yeah. Fine. Good. I mean, you're explaining why they're arguing. Very good. You're saying, explaining why they want to argue. Fine. You're already ahead of us. No, fine. You're saying very good. I understand. Fine. So again, let's read this Gemara again inside. Be back inside. So again, we're going to start from my time out of the Rabbanan. 12 lines from the bottom. My time out, the first word on the line. 12 lines from the bottom. My time, I the Rabbanan. What's the reason of the Rabbanan that they should say that you're evaluating the one who got damaged? What's the reason, if you need a kapara, why in the world are you paying the price evaluating the one who got damaged? The Gemara answers, the Gemara, it says Hashata Lamata. It says the word Hashata, it's really referring to the word Yashif. It says it lower down in the Psukim. I'm just saying directly, I don't want to confuse people. I know the Bas switches out. I'm just saying the way the Gemara says it, just so people don't get confused. So Nemar Hashata Lamata, and Nemar Hashata Lamaila. It says Hashata Lamata, and it also says it Lamaila. It says it in Pasuk Lamar and Lachav Beis. So Ma'ala Alan, what is it like over there? But the Nizak, just like over there, where's over there? By the case of a pregnant lady, we see, but the Nizak, you're paying the value of the one who got damaged, of the fetus. Afkan, also here, in our case, but the Nizak, in our case also, you're going to pay the value of the one who got damaged. That's the pshat in the Rabbanan. Now, right away, the Gemara asks a related question. So, what did Rabbi Shmuel say? You seem to have a pretty clear proof from that case. Rabbi Shmuel says no. Rabbi Shmuel, what about Rabbi Shmuel? Gemara says, "V'natan pidyon nafsho keti." It's written, and he should give the redemption of his soul. He understands his soul. Simply, his soul is the soul of the damager. That's what Rabbi Shmuel wants to say. So now, what do the Rabbanan say back to that? What do the Rabbanan say? So why says the following? Rabbanan in. Right, it doesn't mean ain, it says in. Rabbanan in. Yes. In means yes. I agree with you. Pidyon nafsho katib. It's written the redemption of his soul, which would sound like he has to pay the redemption of his own soul, of the damaged her soul. Miu, however, kishamina, when you evaluate, but then there's a kishamina. You evaluate the value of the nezek. He's saying it's true. He needs a kapara for his own soul. I agree with you 100%. He needs to redeem his own soul. That's whose soul he needs to redeem. 100%, he needs to redeem his own soul. However, I'm going to learn out of the case of by the pregnant lady, I'm still going to learn now that whose value do you pay? You pay the value of the one who got that. So again, when I say I'm not erasing the psukim, I agree with you 100%. If we read the pasuk, it says he's redeeming his soul. It's true. The damaged soul has to be redeemed. However, I have a new pasuk to teach me whose value you pay. I'm going to learn out of the pasuk by the pregnant lady that we see you pay it for the fetus, for the one who got damaged. So here also, I'm going to pay for the one who got damaged. So again, Rishmal is saying, over here I'm not clear who Pidyon Nafsho is, whose soul. So I'm going to bring you a proof for the case that you pay for the fetus. Just like over there you pay for the one who got damaged. Here also the one who got damaged. And I'm going to read the pasuk simple. Natan Pidyon, comes to Rabbanan, and they say, no, I don't like that. You know why? Because I'm learning out something else. Sorry, again. The Rabbanan say the following. I mixed the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say the following. The Rabbanan say, and our pasuk says, "Natan pidyon nafsho." He has to redeem his soul. He's saying 100% he needs a kapar for his own soul. Right? But I still don't know who this is what the Gemara is saying. He's paying redemption for his soul because his soul needs a tikkun. However,
Rabbi Ishmael.
Yeah, at this point it's like Rabbi Ishmael. However, I'm still not clear who should I evaluate? Whose value do you pay? So I bring you a proof from a case of the pregnant lady that with there you pay for the value of the fetus, that you're going to pay for the price of the one who got damaged. Good? Saying it, I'm using it to teach me from over there to over here. That's what the Rabbanan want to say. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, I think it's simple. In this pasuk alone, I see it says, V'natam pidyon nafsho. I understand that to mean he pays the price of his own soul. And automatically, I think that means he's going to have to pay his own value. That's what Rabbi Shmuel is saying. I don't feel like it's necessary to go find reasons. To me, it's very simple. If you're paying for your own soul, automatically, Rabbi Shmuel says, that means you're going to pay your own value. That's what Rabbi Shmuel wants to say. If you're paying for your own kapar, for your own soul, I think it's simple. You pay your own value. Right? The Rabbanan don't think so. That's the Gemara. What's the Rashi here?
They agree with them. The Rabbanan agree with him, but they're saying that however you determine based off of personally damaged. It is an opinion on his soul, on the owner of the ox, but the Rabbanan are saying, however you determine the value on the personally damaged.
Correct. So meaning they're disagreeing at a certain point. Rabbi Shmuel says, if you're giving the redemption of your own soul, right?
Both learning Kufra Kapara.
Everybody's learning Kufra Kapara. Exactly. Everyone's learning 100%. Good. Everyone's learning. Everyone's going Kufra Kapara. That's not the question. Beautiful. Rabbi's saying everyone holds it's Kapara and everyone holds you're getting Kapara for your own soul, for his soul. The question is, Rabbi Shmuel says automatically, since it's his soul, that means it's automatically it's going to pay his own. He's going to have to pay the payment of himself. That's what it means. His soul, what you pay for his soul. That means you pay your own payment, that your own value. The Rabbanan say it's not so simple to me. I'm not clear whose value you pay. And they prove it, and they say, even I'll show you another case, do you pay the value of the damage? So they learn from there, from the case of the pregnant lady, do you pay for the fetus, do you pay for the value of the one who got damaged? Is there a problem?
The words in Kofar Yushata love.
Good.
Kofar Yushata love.
Good.
That means that someone's placing a kofar on him.
True, correct.
Can he put one on himself?
No, the Torah says.
Which means that someone is putting the kofar on him, it has to be the damaged person.
No, the Torah, Hashem is putting him. Bnei Shemayim. Im Kofar Yushatlam is the Torah, the Bnei Shemayim. He really is Chayav Misa Bnei Shemayim. The Kofar really is, this Kofar means that this Kofar is placed on him, right? Then he can redeem himself. So the Kofar is really from Shemayim, placing on him like a penalty, like on him of Misa Bnei Shemayim. And the Pasuk says, V'natan Pidyon Nafsho, he could redeem his soul by paying money to get this Misa Bnei Shemayim off his neck.
Why don't we say, A, he's got a kofar nafsho on himself, and he pays his own value, to remove the din of misa bide shamayim.
Good.
And then he's got to pay mamonos to the other person.
The Torah says only one. The Torah only gives one fine. The Torah says one fine of money. So he's for sure giving the money, but the Torah is saying that when you give the money, there's only one penalty in the Torah. You want to make two different penalties. The Torah says one penalty.
It seems like there are two different dinim.
Does for the Pesukim, it doesn't seem like that. It's one din. If Korban Yushalav, it says if Korban Yushalav Natan Pidyon Nafsho, give it. It sounds like from the Torah. I don't know. Unless maybe you'll see somewhere else. The Pesukim that we're reading now sounds like it's one penalty. Fine. Let's try to see Rashi's here, so we can try to get through this Gemara now. Baruch Hashem, we got through this Gemara finally. It took us 3 days, but on the third try we did. Baruch Hashem. Takes time. Baruch Hashem, Hashem. It's not the easiest Gemara.
I think they might understand it easier if you take it in like present day terms. A and B are in cars. A wants it to B's car, causes damage. He has to pay damage for B's car in order to keep himself out of trouble. Same idea.
Right. True. Good.
It doesn't help him if he gets pays for his own car. He has to be taken care of.
That's assuming it's a civil damage. But we're not talking about a kapara. It's an opinion of himself.
No, it's a mashal for people who didn't catch that they may not understand that better.
Okay, good. So let's see. We're in the first wide line of Rashi, the bottom where the wide lines get wider, the first line of Rashi. Let's try to get through these Rashis. All right, try to hold on tight. Another 5 minutes. Try to go through the few Rashis over here. Fine. Umar Sabar, let's see the Rashi over here. Whoever has these fancy Archul Gemaras, your Rashi can be in the back if you want. Fine. Umar Sabar Kufra Kapar. So what does Rashi say? So Rashi says, Shehizik Kufa Shalzeh. Why do you have to pay money? What's the opinion that holds when you pay kofar, you're paying monetary value? The first wide line. Umar Sabar Kufra Mamayna. Umar Sabar Kufra Mamayna. Shehizik Kufa Shalzeh. He damaged the body of this person, of the person who got killed. Vinit Chayev, therefore, he's obligated liyorshav to his inheritors that made the value. Haarug, the guy who got killed. That's the opinion of that kofar as a monetary punishment. You're paying for the value. You have to pay compensation for killing this person. The other opinion said, kufra kapar. What does Rashi say? Lechaper al atzmo. It's not for the other person. It's lechaper al atzmo. They give the kapar on himself. Why? Shechaya mita bidei shemayin. Because this person is chayav misa from the heavenly court. Lefichach, therefore, yiten demei atzmo. He should give the value of himself. That's what I wanted to say originally. Right, we have two understandings. Are you paying kofar for a monetary, or are you paying because it's a kapara? The Gemara then brought another machlokes. If you're evaluating the nizik or the mazik, right? What the Gemara is saying, because the nizak shamina, right? You're paying the one who got damaged. So behachi with this havili kapara, right? We're saying that with this, by paying the value of the damage, that's how you have a kapara. Ki yahiv, when you give. They made the value, the money of the nizak, of the one who got that. We'll come in further on, Mefarish time, where the Gemara is going to explain his reason why, if you're getting a kapara, the Gemara is going to explain why, if you're getting a kapara, you should pay the value of the one who got damaged. And the Gemara said, my time is the Rabbanan. What is the reason for the Rabbanan that say you're paying for the value of the one who got damaged? So the Gemara said, the Ilu, Rashi says, the Ilu, Rabbi Shmael, Mestaver time. Rishmal's reasoning is very logical. If you're looking in the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel, right? If you're looking at Rabbi Shmuel, Mistavra time is his Mistavra is logical time. His reasoning: if you're getting a kapara, you should pay the price, the value of the damager. Kivan to kufra kapara, since kufra is a kapara, the may atzma, the value of himself, but he needs le may tap to give. Right? So again, Rashi says. My dad, the Rabbanan. So Rashi is saying, why isn't we only attacking the Rabbanan? Why isn't we not attacking Rabbi Shmuel? So Rashi is coming right away and saying, we understand Rabbi Shmuel. Rashi is saying, my dad, the Rabbanan. What's the Rabbanan? Rashi is explaining, why are we attacking the Rabbanan? We're not asking what's. Agumar didn't ask what's the reasoning to everybody. Agumar attacked the Rabbanan. Rabbanan, what's the pshat in you? So Rashi is explaining why. That's Rashi explaining. The Ilu Rabbi Shmuel, if you look at Rabbi Shmuel, Mistabra, it's logical to his reasoning. Why? Kibra de kufra kapara. Since kufra is a kapara, the may atzmo, the value himself, ba'i, he needs lametav to give. If it's a kapara,
what's by lametav?
You need to lametav to give.
Lametav means to give?
Yes.
What do you mean, like,
no, that's it with a tough, with a test. That's like tov, metav.
I thought it was he was sad, like
we settled. Oh, Lametav is the gift, so now everyone knows Lametav is the gift. Kibra de kufra, but therefore you have to give the value. Say the Rabbana makes sense, you have to give the value of yourself. But we said, well, what's that, Rabbi Shmuel? Why in the world, if you're trying to get a kapara for yourself, why are you giving the price of the guy who got damaged? No. If you're getting a kapara for yourself, why are you paying for the price for the one who... What's that, the Rabbana? What's Shandra Rabbanon who say you're paying for yourself? Why in the world are you paying the price of the one who got damaged?
Well,
you need a kapar for yourself, so why pay for him? So Gemara says, what? So Gemara says, Nemar Hashasa Lamaila. Where's Lamaila? So Rashi brings us the pasuk. Benogef Ishahara, when it's referring to the pasuk when someone hits, right? Those guys find they hit a Isha, a woman, Hara was pregnant. And the pasuk over there says, "Kaasher yashit alav," which was placed, like what's placed on him. Yashit, what's placed alav on him. Ba'al ha'isha, the husband of the woman. Right over there, the husband of the woman brings it to Beis Din, basically like presses charges. Yashit's like what placed on him, like presses, like placed on him the din. So it says the word yashit, what's placed on him. It says the word yashit alav, but in our pasuk, right, v'nemar shata lemata, the kofar, it says im kofar yushat alav. If kofar is placed on him over here, in our case, it's from Shemayim. He gets a penalty on him, a misa b'dei shemayim. So ma'ala alan b'dei nizik, what is it like over there by the fetus? It's on the nizik. You have to pay the value of the damaged shemeshalem. That you paid the med v'ladot, the value of the v'ladot of the children, like the fetuses. Oh, I said v'ladot. I mean, we're hoping she had twins. You paid the med v'ladot, the money of the fetuses shenizoku that got damaged. So here also, you're going to pay for the value of the one who got damaged. It's revelation from that pasuk to our pasuk. So he said, so what's shot in the...
If you kill a fetus,
you're not chayav. The pasuk over there doesn't say that. It doesn't say chayav mitzvah shemayim. It's worse. Over there in that pasuk it says... Because over here, who's the kofar? By us, if kofar yushad lav, that's the... No, but here it says the kofar is from Beis Din. I don't know what the halacha. Could be it is, and over there it doesn't say it's a...
Kofar yushad lav, this is a try to say, it's the same as an example of yushad lav.
I don't know. I don't know, but with here it sounds like it's more a thing that Beis Din presses on you. I'm not sure. It's a good question. I think that, I remember that it is also, but it could be it is. I'm not sure. I have to find out. He's asking if it's a release of the shemayim over there also. I'm not sure. The guy doesn't pay. Over here it says much clearer that it's you have to buy yourself out. Over there it doesn't say you have to buy yourself out with your nafsha. It doesn't say the whole thing over there. I'm not sure. It's a good question. I think I remember that it is. But let's finish. I'm going to talk to you after John and try to get through these rashis. Fine. So good. So we said that what did the Rabbanan say? The Rabbanan say, why in the world am I saying you pay the price of the one who got damaged? So I learned it from the case of a pregnant lady. She's like, over there you pay for the price of the fetus. Here, from the one who got damaged. Here also you'll pay for the price of the one who got damaged. Said, what about the Rabban? What about Rabbi Shmuel? Said, Rabbi Shmuel, pidyon nafsho katif. Let's see Rashi. Said, he should give the redemption of his soul, of whose soul? The noten et ha-kofar, the one who's paying the kofar. Read the psukim, you have kofar placed on you. But you could redeem yourself. Who is that? The one who's giving the kofar, the one who is redeeming himself. That's it, the one who's giving the kofar. So Rabbanan Amar, so what are the Rabbanan going to tell you? Rashi is like this. Rashi speaks out very clearly what the Rabbanan say. Rashi is a long Rashi to help us out to understand. Rabbanan, what about the Rabbanan? So Rashi said, Rabbanan Amar, what do you mean the Rabbanan? Rabbanan Amri Lecha, the Rabbanan are going to say to you, in, yes. Again, in means yes over here. In, yes. Vadai, certainly, pidyon nafsho. Of course, he's certainly giving the redemption of his soul. Who? Like Rabbi Avraham told us, the kofar kapara. Because we're holding now that everyone agrees kofar kapara. Like Rabbi Avraham said, we're going now this far that kofar is a kapara. So of course he's trying to redeem his soul. Mihu, however, here's the catch. Still, but it is akshamina. You still evaluate the one who got damaged. Ubahachi, and with this, havi lamazik, it is to the mazik, pidyon nafsho, redemption for his soul. I say, it's true that we're trying to redeem his soul. But how does he redeem his soul? By paying, the Torah is revealing to you, like we see from the pregnant lady, by paying the price of the one who got damaged, that's you get a pidyon for your own soul. We got through this gemara. Oh, took time. Fine. Now, everybody said tomorrow, please try to see at least the gemara from the Einim Karm Evadibri until the two dots. The next piece of gemara. Try to push for that next gemara with the Rashi. From the next gemara up to now until the two dots. The Einim Karm Evadibri, 10 lines from the bottom until the two dots. Try at least to get to there. Shkaya, Baruch Hashem.